Which moments determine the outcome of today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
Our starting pitching matchup tonight, Nick Pivetta on the mound for the Padres, Dustin May on the mound for L.A. We had a very busy first inning. Shohei Ohtani started the game with a double with one out, and Ohtani still on second. It was Freddie Freeman.
In this series, 2-2 is in the air down the right field line. That's a fair ball. Going to give the Dodgers the lead. Fernando gets to it in front of the Petco porch, fires to second. Freeman is on his way. The tag is not in time. Bang, bang at second base. Ohtani came in to score, and Freddie Freeman with an RBI double to make it 1-0 here in the first.
A throwing error by Manny Machado then allowed Teoscar Hernandez to reach. Freeman went to third base. That was big because Will Smith then drove Freeman home with a sac fly. The Dodgers had an early 2-0 lead, but the Padres punched right back in the bottom half. Fernando Tatis Jr. hit a leadoff single. Luis Arraez followed with another. That set the table for Manny Machado.
They take their leads at first and second. The 1-0 to Machado is hit on the ground. Fair up the first baseline into right field. That'll roll to the corner. Fernando has scored. Arraez is being held at third. Manny into second with an RBI double, and it's 2-1.
Jackson Merrill then brought home a run with a sacrifice fly. We were tied at 2. In the bottom of the second, May issued a leadoff walk to Jake Cronenworth. He went to second on a bunt and then to third base on a flyout. May walked Fernando Tatis Jr. to put runners on first and third.
Tatis takes off on the first pitch, up and away. Smith throws down to second base, off the glove of Betts, and it trickles out into center field. Cronenworth will come in to score. Fernando into third, and a run-scoring error committed by the Dodger catcher gives the Padres the first lead of the night. It's 3-2.
So the Padres had a 3-2 lead through two innings in the top of the third. The Dodgers got it going against Pivetta. They put runners on second and third with nobody out. Teoscar Hernandez tied the game with a sac fly to deep center. Will Smith was next.
Swings at the pitch, sends it in the air to deep left field. Tyler Wade is back. He is at the wall. It's going to go. Two-run homer, Will Smith. Had the error last inning that helped the Padres score a run. Now his sixth home run of the season, and the Dodgers hop back on top. It's 5-3.
So the Padres trailed 5-3, going bottom three, and guess what? They had an answer. Manny Machado hit a leadoff single. Jackson Merrill walked. Xander Bogaerts walked. The bases were all loaded up. Two men away for Tyler Wade.
May said, here's the pitch. Wade swings, hits it in the air to right center field. Hernandez was shallow. Long way to go, slides, can't make the catch. Machado has scored. Merrill has scored. Xander is on his way. And Tyler Wade, a bases clearing triple to put the Padres back in front. It's 6-5.
What a moment, what a swing for T. Wade. A three-run triple. The Padres led 6-5 after three innings. And how about this? The Padres and Dodgers combined for 11 runs through three innings. Just for context, the Padres and Brewers in their three-game series over the weekend combined for 10 runs. So through three innings tonight, the Padres and Dodgers had combined for more runs than we saw all weekend long in Milwaukee. All right, back to this game. Padres led 6-5. Pivetta and May both pitched the scoreless fourth inning. Pivetta went just four innings and threw 93 pitches. Yuki Matsui came on for the top of the fifth. Max Muncy hit a leadoff single. Later in the inning, he was on second with two men away for Hyesung Kim.
Pivetta swings here, lines it sharply fair. Up the right field line into the corner. That'll tie the game. Muncy going to come in and score. Kim into second. It's an RBI double. And we're at it again. 6-6 here in the fifth.
From that point on, things settled down. May went five innings and kept the game tied. Sean Reynolds pitched the scoreless top of the sixth inning. Anthony Bonda did the same in the bottom half. Jeremiah Estrada pitched the scoreless top of the seventh inning. Bonda did the same in the bottom half. So we were still tied at 6-6 going top eight. Jeremiah Estrada got the first out of the inning. Adrian Morejon got the second out. Then Shohei Ohtani bounced back to the mound. Morejon made a bad throw to first base. Luis Arraez couldn't grab it. It went by him. It was as routine gets, a play for Morejon, but ball got away. Ohtani went all the way to second base. It was a throwing error on Adrian Morejon. So all of a sudden, the go-ahead run was on second. The Padres intentionally walked Mookie Betts. That brought up Freddie Freeman.
Here's a 2-2. Freeman swings and misses. Strike three. Ran a fastball in at 98, and Morejon gets himself out of the jam.
A big strikeout for Adrian Morejon. We were still tied going bottom eight. Padres didn't score in their half. Robert Suarez pitched the scoreless top of the ninth inning. Kirby Yates worked around a two-out walk in a scoreless bottom of the ninth inning. So we went to extra innings in the first meeting of the year between these two rivals, tied at six. Wandy Peralta came in for the Padres. Max Muncy was the Dodgers' automatic runner at second. Andy Pages led off.
1-1 pitch, hit hard on a line to left center. Lockridge racing over. It's going to be over his head. Going to bounce against the wall. And it's going to give the Dodgers the lead as Muncy comes in to score. And Pages standing at second base with an RBI double. LA is back in front. It's 7-6.
Tommy Edman then hit a ground ball up the middle that banged off the second base bag. Pages scored from second. RBI single for Edman. The Dodgers led 10-8. Peralta got through the inning with the Padres still trailing by two runs. So we went to the bottom half of the 10th inning. Left-hander and former Padre Tanner Scott came in. Luis Arraez was the Padres' automatic runner at second base. Manny Machado was called out on strikes on what could have been called the ball. Manny was not happy about it whatsoever, but he struck out looking for out number one. With Arraez on third base after defensive indifference, it was Jackson Merrill at the plate.
Now the 0-2 to Merrill's lined into right center field. That's a base hit. Arraez will come in to score. Merrill's on his way to second base. It's an RBI double and a one-run game.
So the Padres had plenty of life. Merrill representing the tying run on second base. Padres trailing 8-7. Gavin Sheets representing the winning run at the plate. Sheets popped out to Max Muncy for out number two. The game was left up to Xander Bogaerts representing the winning run.
Padres down to their final strike. The 0-2 to Bogaerts, sent in the air, center field. Pages into right center is there, and he makes the catch to end the game. Padres get one in the bottom of the inning, but Tanner Scott closes it out, and game one goes to the Dodgers 8-7. It had a little bit of everything, and we'll do it again tomorrow night.
Yeah, Jesse's right. It had a little bit of everything. If you're just a pure baseball fan, I think it was a very entertaining game. But the Dodgers do come away with an 8-7 win over the Padres in this series opener. Dodgers improved to 40-27. Padres dropped to 37-28. Dodgers open up what is now a two-game lead on the Padres for first place in the National League West. The winning pitcher tonight, Kirby Yates, who improves to 4-2. Wandy Peralta took the loss. He's 3-1. Tanner Scott picks up his 12th save of the year, getting through that bottom half of the 10th inning.